Cuomo says the project, known as the LaGuardia Air Train, is an effort to make up for years of neglect in the state's and the nation's infrastructure.
How can you not have a rail train to the city from a New York airport? I mean, it's just incomprehensible, right? So this component in and of itself is very important.
The project will, by 2022, offer 30-minute rides from major transit hubs in Midtown Manhattan, including Grand Central Station and the new Moynihan train station that's currently being built adjacent to Penn Station. Without the train, it's estimated that traffic delays, which are already 30% longer than 5 years ago, will further increase in the coming decades. The legislation takes the first steps toward planning the train's route from Manhattan to the Queens-based airport. It will allow a number of potential routes to be considered during the FAA's upcoming environmental review of the project, and it will take into consideration the concerns of residents who might be impacted. The governor says the AirTrain route will not involve any eminent domain takings of private land. Cuomo has touted his focus on building infrastructure, including a replacement to the Thruway's Tappan Zee Bridge with a new span named after his father, Mario Cuomo, the late former governor, as well as upgrades to several upstate airports.
It's not just downstate, mid-Hudson, Long Island. We're building new airports all across the state. Elmira Corning, Ithaca, Syracuse, Rochester, Plattsburgh, all new airports. The entire state is getting new airports or significantly rehabilitated airports to create a new front door.
But Cuomo's Democratic primary challenger, Cynthia Nixon, and others have criticized him for what they say is neglect of the New York State subway system that's led to record delays. Cuomo says the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, which oversees the subways, has embarked on a plan to replace 100-year-old signal and switching stations. Cuomo appoints several board members as well as the MTA chair. But the governor says his predecessors are equally culpable for the deterioration, saying the subway has not been maintained properly for 70 years. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.